Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, February 18th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. Around 100 people showed up to the Wyoming Capitol yesterday as part of another nationwide day of protest. In recent days, thousands of federal workers have lost their jobs as the Trump administration downsizes the federal workforce. Sources say more firings are coming this week. Andrew, a veteran from Cheyenne, says his wife might be among them.
All the people that she works with are all kind of in this sort of unknown state. Everyone's kind of looking at what their options are and sort of, yeah, worried that they won't have a job, and it could be any day.
Around 10 counter-protesters were also present at the Capitol. Jennifer Stone is from Cheyenne.
Our budget just keeps increasing and increasing, which our taxes increase at the same time. So, like, their DOGE, I think, is really awesome. And I think that would be neat to have transparency with what we're spending here in Wyoming.
Protests were held around the country against the latest round of firings at several land management agencies. More people boarded planes in Cody last year compared to 2023, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Olivia Wheats reports, the airport is not planning to add another airline.
Aaron Buck is the director of Yellowstone Regional Airport. The only carrier flying out of Cody is United Airlines. 2024 enplanements, that's people getting on planes, was up about 10% over the year prior.
Last year, we were fortunate to have a significant increase in number of seats provided by United, four flights a day for the majority of the peak of summer.
Those four flights a day in peak months will continue in 2025, Buck said. As of now, it doesn't look like Delta is coming back to Cody this year after it left because of low profitability in 2021. But Buck hopes a new study coming out this month that looks at how Cody might poach people flying into Billings and Bozeman might help convince the airline. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Olivia Wheats at the Center of the West in Cody.
The Trump administration could scale back the boundaries of some national monuments. It's part of the administration's push to expand U.S. energy production. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum is giving agencies until today to submit plans. Among those that could be downsized are Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments in Utah and the Aviquamee in Nevada. Environmentalists and indigenous advocates say it could undermine protections for culturally significant lands. Matilda Guerrero Miller with Native Voters Alliance in Nevada says President Trump made similar moves during his first administration, reducing the size of the monuments.
He only cares one thing, making his billionaire backers richer while everyday Americans lose access to the places that make this country great.
Biden later restored the acreage Trump had reduced. Wyoming now has two elk feed grounds where elk were confirmed to have chronic wasting disease. Most recently, two dead elk with CWD were found at the Dell Creek feed ground near Bondurant and in December at Scab Creek near Boulder. CWD first appeared in Wyoming in the mid-80s in the southeast corner. Wildlife managers have braced for years as the fatal disease slowly spread west toward the state feed grounds. That's because CWD thrives when elk congregate.
It's the biggest challenge I've seen in my career is just addressing the entire feed ground system.
John Lund has been with Game and Fish for 25 years. He says they cannot just stop feeding after a decade of doing so.
If there was a simple solution, it would have been done a long time ago.
Last year, Game and Fish finalized a plan to reduce elk's dependence on feed grounds. Thus far, that means shortening feeding seasons and spreading feed out more. At the two feed grounds with CWD cases, Game and Fish have been keeping a closer eye for other sick elk. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Rock Springs duo recently released their first recorded music on a day that's important to many, but extra special to them. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports the Ellie and Austin band dropped The Way We Would Go on Valentine's Day, the one-year anniversary of when the couple formed the band. Another Wyoming artist has been recognized for his latest music video. The Moorcroft Leader reports local Chancey Williams' autobiographical song, The Ballad of Uncle Don, claimed the top spot on CMT Music 12-pack. The video was number one after just a few days on the list, beating out bigger artists like Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, and Kenny Chesney. A retired teacher recently had a local holiday named for her. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports Mayor Max Mickelson proclaimed Wednesday, January 22nd as Susan Magnuson Day. Magnuson was recognized for several accomplishments over her 50 years in Rock Springs. Wyomingites could own a piece of the state's history. Oil City News reports the Wyoming Department of Transportation is auctioning off 7 of the Welcome to Wyoming signs that were replaced last year. The auction is set to close February 25th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question. What was the first African-American church established in Wyoming? Send us your answers for all 5 of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com by Sunday at noon. We'll crown 3 winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.